Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican lawmakers are accusing China of deliberately surveilling sensitive U.S. military sites with a suspect spy balloon, and they say Biden administration has given Beijing an intelligence opening by not downing the balloon during its high-altitude drift through American airspace. Democrats are defending Biden, and they note that there were similar incursions while former President Donald Trump was there. A missile from an F-22 fighter jet downed the balloon on Saturday off the South Carolina coast. A U.S. official tells Associated Press that those involved in the recovery of the balloon are planning to take it to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, for further analysis. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country.
The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have yet to say how many people they have detained in the demonstrations. More than 19,600 have been arrested during the protests, according to human rights activists in Iran. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Nigerian authorities say they've taken steps to beef up security countrywide following a spike in political turmoil, banditry, and kidnapping ahead of the February 25th presidential election. VOA reporter Menachi Chucks.
Yeah, there's apprehension in this city. People are worried, even though President Muhammadu Buhari have promised that everything will go right, that the security situation will be taken care of.
Reporter Menachi Chuck speaking. This is VOA News. A magnitude 7.8 quake knocked down multiple buildings in southeast Turkey and Syria, and many casualties are feared. At least 21 were killed in the two countries, and the toll was expected to rise, with officials reporting widespread destruction. Turkey's president said rescue teams were being sent immediately to the affected areas. In northwest Syria, the opposition Syrian Civil Defense described the situation in the rebel-held region as disastrous, adding that the entire buildings have collapsed and people are trapped under the rubble. The Civil Defense urged people to evacuate buildings to gather in open areas. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was centered about 20 miles from a major city and provincial capital. Ukraine's defense minister is expressing confidence in securing Western allies' agreement to the country's latest weapons request, warplanes to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago, saying that on Sunday, the Ukraine has already received everything from its wish list to Santa, except planes. He predicted confidently there will be planes too. So far, Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets. But several Western leaders have expressed concern that providing warplanes could provoke the Kremlin and draw their countries deeper into the conflict. Pope Francis, the head of the Anglican Communion, and top Presbyterian minister together denounced the criminalization of homosexuality on Sunday and said that gay people should be welcomed by their churches. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from South Sudan, where they took part in a three-day ecumenical pilgrimage to try to nudge the young country's peace process forward. The comments came after the three were asked about Francis's recent comments to the Associated Press, in which he declared that laws that criminalize gay people were unjust and that being homosexual is not a crime. South Sudan is one of 67 countries that criminalizes homosexuality, 11 of them with the death penalty. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Temperatures in many areas of the northeast United States are climbing into the mid-40s Fahrenheit, a day after the region suffered through temperatures that plummeted into the negative teens. In some places Saturday, it felt like minus 45 to minus 50 degrees with a wind chill. Atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire, the temperature rose to relatively balmy 18 degrees on Sunday after nosediving to a minus 47 a day earlier. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.